Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with DeJoes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Tuesday. It's time for Lightning Bets, our favorite plays of the day on a Futures Day. Joe, what do you got? What are you starting us off?
I feel like if you're a bettor, if you're an American, don't you have to have some sort of a wager today on this? You have to.
Well, what are you going to do? That eliminates me.
Yeah, just get out of here. You're not allowed to cheer for USA. No red, white, and blue tweets from you.
Get back to Canada. Out of here.
I won't be dyeing my hair red, white, and blue today. That's for sure.
That was phenomenal. That was awesome. He's ready to go. All right, so where am I going? We got a couple different ideas from Brad Thomas, but I'm going to go back to Pulisic. He's got to score anytime goal today. Plus 230 BetMGM. I was considering the over 1.5 shots on goal, but and just about the same price. But I'm going plus 230. A little concerned because we've seen Iran score late in games recently, and what's really going to be interesting is different styles of play because U.S. has to be aggressive, and Iran's like, we're cool with the draw. If they get out of dodge with the draw, they're going to be in an opportunity where they can move on to the round of 16. So I'm going to go with Pulisic, anytime goal. And then there's some interesting angles with some of the futures that we were talking about. The one I'm going to play that we talked about today is Jaguars to win the division. It's the same number that we started the season with. And there's the angle that they can control their own destiny. And yeah, I know they're three games back, but they've got the Titans twice. And the way Trevor Lawrence has played last three games, 6 touchdowns, no interceptions. What was it, like 75% completion percentage right now? He's rolling, and I trust it. And I think it continues. So Jaguars to win the AFC South. Let me warm this puppy up.
Aaron, what are you thinking?
I am. It's been a while.
I had a rib. Get a rib at the game. Wanted to look the lighter.
Ribs actually sound amazing right now, by the way. I am going to do a heavy favorite parlay in the World Cup. Oh, man, my thing is frozen. Do you want to just skip me? I have okay, it's back. It's back. I forgot the value I got on it. It's plus 113, England and France. Here we go. So I'm going to do that. I am kind of intrigued in doing a top goal scorer with Gakpo. To quote Joe G, I'm not a soccer guy, but he's got like 3 goals and he's 8-1. So that could be a look, but I don't. I'll just do it. Let's do it. Gakpo.
Gakpo.
Don't even know if I'm saying his name right, but I'm all in.
I don't either.
Yeah.
What does corners mean? Paul loves the bet of 5.5 corners. What does that mean?
The problem is I don't know if Netherlands is going to win the World Cup, so if they get eliminated, my bet is dead.
That's why you're getting a little bit of value there, right? I mean,
I was going to ask who Gakpo played for, but that's just, you know, soccer, big soccer guy.
Got it. All right, I'm going to pass. People say that.
My guess was,
I mean, they're about to advance.
Of anybody in the crew, my guess was that Paul would have the most soccer knowledge. So is that wrong, Paul?
I'm on Spain to win it all, so I'll let you know if they win it all.
You're a worldly traveler, so I assume that.
Yeah, but like I can't fake it like over here in America. Like the people, like I appreciate all our guests that come on, but like I can't deal with the, oh, this was the biggest win in U.S. men's national team history. Oh, this was the biggest loss in U.S. men's. They suck. They're not a world, like they're not like relatively so. They're never going to be Spain. They're never going to be France. Like let's just accept what they are and not pretend like it's like, oh, this was the biggest win ever, the biggest loss ever. You know, advance out of the group. Cool. And that's where I'm at.
The tweets are very funny when people are like, yeah, we probably have the best soccer player in the world just at like a D3 college as a backup point guard or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, well, think about all the great athletes we have in this country that don't play soccer, right? I'm sure if they trained in it, they They could be great. All right, I've got two long shot futures today on Futures Day. One, I have to join because you guys said yesterday 40-1 Alabama to win the national title in college football. And Joe, you brought up the point, today's the day to put it in before potentially the way the rankings come out tonight, it could alter what people think is going to end up happening there. So I'll put 40-1 in on Alabama to win the national title. And then let's take just a little bit, like pizza money, small flyer, 200-1 Treylon Burks, Offensive Rookie of the Year in the NFL. He's coming, and I still think it's open. I don't think anyone has really put a hold on it. If he has, at least, what do you have, 7-1-11 on Sunday? He does that a few more times. He's going to be like 30-1 by next week or 2 weeks from now. I like that one.
Yeah, I'm betting that too. I didn't want to steal your thunder. But so I'm going to bet that.
We need thunder sound effects now.
I don't know why it bothers me, and I just did it, and that's part of the reason I did it. Like, why do people say steal your thunder? Like,
there's
you don't
plenty
have
of thunder,
thunder
to go around.
Just no, yeah, yeah. But I wanted to, since you brought that one up, you came up with that angle, I wanted you to say it, but I'm also going to bet that because it's a strong case and we still have six more games.
There's also, just quickly, I was just looking at this market. You know, there's a college football playoff exacta market out there. You could bet on how the four teams will line up when the playoffs begin. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, okay.
So what do we think the most likely is? Georgia's one. They'll beat LSU.
Georgia one. Michigan two.
All right. Let me give you a couple.
Michigan's
of those
winning the Big Ten title game easy. Yeah.
Okay. Georgia one. Michigan two. Who do we want to put at three for the purpose of this conversation? USC, TCU. Who should be three?
I want to say give me 3-4 Ohio State, Alabama, but. I mean, don't you think TCU or USC is going to win? One
probably,
of them?
But the what you just threw out, Georgia 1, Michigan 2, Ohio State 3, Bama 4, 30-1.
I feel like it should be higher.
Should be a bigger number.
Should be a better number. What about USC 3 and then Bama 4?
So Michigan so Georgia,
2.
Michigan – USC, Bama, Georgia, yeah. Michigan, USC, Bama.
Mm-hmm.
I got to find that. Georgia, Michigan, USC.
Should be a shorter number.
I don't think so, because I think people would assume
USC's
Ohio
favored.
State would get in.
Well, USC's favored to win, though. Oh.
Not seeing that one. Oh, no. Nah. They're not offering that one.
That's strange. Yeah. They should.
There's combinations of those four, but not in that order.
Mm.
Like Bama 3, USC 4?
Oh, maybe they're thinking the committee doesn't want Georgia-Bama 1-4 in the first matchup, which is possible.
So Bama would be third in this scenario?
Yeah, go Bama 3.
Not USC 4. I've seen that offered either. It's interesting. There's certain combinations, not there. Wait, Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, Bama, is that what you said? No, that was the first one.
That was
said USC, Bama.
USC, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that one out there.
Okay, because it's going to happen.
They don't want people cleaning up on these little props here.
That's right.
All right, Jake, what do you got today?
Just one thing today. It's all that matters. The Illini make their return to national television tonight. And what's an orange anyway? Jake Hassan versus Paul Aspen basketball matchup of the year tonight. What's an orange anyway? Who cares? Take the Illini, lay 12.5. Syracuse 0-5 ATS today this year against so far. I don't know. Brain broke for a second there.
Gotta be honest. Did not know they were playing tonight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Also be on
the fake fan.
No, it's a football. We're like a lacrosse school now. Like football program had a nice little like September. God. They fell apart, and yeah, trust me. I'm not surprised to see that at all. But what's the number? Yeah, what's the number, Jake?
12.5.
12.5.
That's
at Illinois.
That's a lot of points.
Too many points.
Take the Cuse. Take the Cuse.
I'm not. No, I will not take the Cuse. But
no,
I'm not. No. I'll put it this way. I'm not going to. I hate what he's done to the program. I'm not going to go out of the way to go offshore out of Illinois to go bet on this game. I'll do that. That's way too much effort.
It's okay. Okay.
That feels
for the purpose
like
of the show. For the purpose of the show, I feel like you need to take a stand.
Do we make this a big hat bet?
I was gonna say.
Paul could be wearing two big hats next week. A pair of big hats.
Big and
all right,
bigger
big hat,
hat
bet. Big hat bet. I'll take the points, I guess, with the Cuse.
I'll take it every big hat bet on the board. Yeah, hey, so tweet Paul if you
big hat. Somebody get Paul a big hat. He wants to wear one.
I think at this point it's probably just smartest if we just expense five big hats to Odyssey and then each day whoever loses could just wear the big hat.
We all pick one each day. Everybody has a day for their big hat. So if we all try to wear it on one day, then it's just going to be a disaster. Everybody gets a day.
Might be great, though. Might be great, though.
Big first day is big.
Big hat. It's a nightmare. Fridays. What a nightmare. Everybody has a big hat. Zoom out. Zoom out.
Can't see your face.
Oh, Gertrude hate us.
Yeah.
Paul,
what are you betting on besides big hat bets?
So I'll take it a step further. I'll go Pulisic. First goal. At 7-1. Ooh. And I'll do I'll tail that Brad Thomas bet. Team USA over 5.5 corners at +1. There's +130 out there. So let's go. I believe that we will win and kick a lot of corners.
We are officially the corner show on the BetQL Network. If you need corners talk, you come to BetQL Daily every single day. All right, we're back tomorrow. We'll recap the corners bet. Look ahead to week 13 in the NFL. Lots to get into tomorrow. If you're listening, stay tuned for Jim Rome. If you're watching, stay tuned for the Daily Tip right here on the BetQL Network.
Joe Giglio here. Download the free Odyssey app now to watch and listen to BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM, 9 to noon Eastern on your home for wagertainment, the BetQL Network.